Welcome to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm Sally Mock, and I'm joined by University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine and former Capital newspaper reporter Chuck Johnson. And Chuck, before we get to the week's campaign headlines, I want to take a minute to note the passing of Senator Conrad Burns, who died at home this week at the age of 81. And I think to say he was one of a kind is probably an understatement.
No question about that. He was, let's just say, a unique character. He was the first Republican ever to be reelected by the people to the Senate in Montana. He was elected in 88, knocking off John Melcher, the incumbent Democrat, reelected in 94 and 2000, and lost to John Tester in 2006. Burns played a major role in telecommunication policy nationally. And he also had a seat on the Senate Appropriations Committee and brought tens of millions of dollars into Montana. Where he ran into problems was usually with his mouth. Conrad Burns had a knack of saying some kind of hurtful and mean things and put-downs, and I think they ended up catching up with him over the years. He couldn't seem to resist making kind of smart-aleck comments that really came back to hurt him and insult a lot of people.
I always look forward to interviewing Senator Burns because, unlike most politicians, Chuck, you never quite knew what he was going to say.
Boy, is that ever the case. But he had a background in agriculture. He'd worked for an ag magazine and sold ads all over Montana, and I think probably knew as many Montanans as anyone. When you traveled with him, he seemed to know every farm and ranch we passed by in the car, and a colorful character, and lots of stories will be told about him in the coming days.
Well, we certainly send best thoughts to his family. And Senator Burns was not a native Montanan. I think he was born in Missouri. And the issue of being a transplant has come up in a new campaign ad attacking Greg Gianforte. Let's listen.
Focus on this. A millionaire from New Jersey is desperate to be governor of Montana. Greg Gianforte, on a mission to buy this election. He bankrolled a DC front group that's now running dishonest ads attacking our governor, Steve Bullock. Gianforte's agenda? Cut taxes for millionaires like himself, but do next to nothing for families like yours. So out of touch, he even criticized seniors who retire and depend on Social Security. Greg Gianforte. He's focused on his fortune, not your future.
Rob, this ad is sponsored by the Democratic Governors Association, and it makes it seem like Greg Gianforte is a carpetbagger, which he most definitely is not.
No, Sally, it's simply inaccurate to say that he's from New Jersey, although this is something that Democrats have been repeating in fundraising letters and elsewhere for many months. The ad suggests that Gianforte kind of swooped in from his home in New Jersey with a sinister scheme to buy his way into the governor's mansion here in Montana. But the reality is that I think by any reasonable standard, Gianforte has a perfectly good claim to be a Montanan. He's lived here since 1995. He's been a prominent and engaged citizen during those 20-plus years. He raised all his kids here. And the successful company that he founded was entirely born and bred right here in Montana. And one other point here I think that's maybe worth noting is that in addition to being false, this carpetbagger charge, it just isn't an appeal to what Lincoln used to call the better angels of our nature. It's an attempt essentially to say that Gianforte isn't like us, because he comes from some strange, faraway place, and that makes him suspicious. In other words, it's a pretty cynical attempt to score political points by basically stoking fear of outsiders.
And Chuck, a lot of Montanans have moved here from somewhere else.
That's correct, Sally. The last time I looked, 54% of Montana residents are Montana natives and 46% are people who moved here from elsewhere. So I don't know how effective an ad like this is. If I were from New Jersey and living in Montana now, I don't think I'd be terribly impressed by the ad, or if I were from New York or California. But we used to see allegations of but California, you know, the same thing. Don't Californicate Montana, that sort of thing. And it kind of plays to a xenophobia that I don't know that's really there.
Well, another new ad attacks Governor Bullock, and let's listen to that one.
Governor Steve Bullock, caught in a scandal. Busted using the state plane to fly to campaign fundraisers. And it wasn't just once. Governor Bullock used the plane for campaign travel more than 20 times, crisscrossing the state, using our tax dollars to help his campaign. Now he's hiding the full schedule, shielding the truth from the public. Steve Bullock, another liberal politician covering up a scandal.
And Chuck, this ad is sponsored by the Republican Governors Association, and I think their use of the word scandal here is a bit overwrought.
Yeah, I would agree, Sally. It's debatable whether he violated the law as such or if other governors did as well. I think there probably ought to be some clarification legislation saying, you know, if you have an event in Billings and then have a fundraiser, you ought to at least split the costs of the travel or something like that. The law is a little unclear now, but I'm not sure it was in the best judgment to do these campaign events tied into state government legitimate events, but that's what happened. And I think this is an issue we're going to hear about a lot from Republicans. I think they think they've got a pretty good attack on Bullock with this one.
And of course, we should point out, though, that Republican governors have done the same thing. Some have reimbursed the state and some have not. And Governor Bullock has, as an afterthought, I guess you'd say, decided to reimburse the state for that travel as well. The next ad is from Greg Gianforte himself and his second ad of the campaign so far.
I believe Montana is the best place to hunt and fish, build a business, and raise our kids. But career politicians in Helena think big government's the solution to every problem, while Washington is trying to control our land and our lives. And now we're 49th in wages. Well, I have a plan to fix that. With big, forward-thinking ideas and the Montana work ethic, we won't ever allow Montana to be last in anything. I'm Greg Gianforte, and I'm running for governor.
And Rob, this ad has a sweeter soundtrack than the other two, and it has not one but two tractors in it.
Right, and it also touches on the obligatory hunting and
fishing.
Right. And I think this would be another, like we saw last week, one of these positive introductory ads from Gianforte. The one thing that struck me in this ad is the line, Washington is trying to control our land and our lives. In addition to all the feel-good stuff and laying out some of the basic items on the Gianforte agenda, that line struck me as a shout-out to proponents of transferring federal land to the states, even though Gianforte is on record as opposing a transfer.
At this time, I believe he says.
He did. That's right. Right now, and because he says that it's not feasible at this time, he'd prefer to try some pilot projects. But nonetheless, that's a big issue for some libertarian-oriented Republicans, and that definitely is meant for them. One other thing that's maybe worth noting about these various ads we've been looking at, the two that we've seen directly from Gianforte are basically positive introductory ads, but my guess is that these negative ads that you just played are the ones that are going to get more attention. And it really is a reminder of the role that these outside groups, neither of those ads came from the campaigns themselves. They came from outside groups, and it shows the influence of those outside groups. These days, it's not necessarily the campaigns that are always in the position of setting the agenda. These outside groups can come in and play ads and do whatever they want. And often, that puts candidates in the position of having to react not just to their official opponent, but to these sometimes shadowy outside groups.
And it shows the interest in the race nationally, too, that's for sure. Chuck, Governor Bullock this week unveiled a $200 million plan to improve Montana's aging infrastructure, and it resembles a plan that barely failed in the last legislative session.
That's right, Sally. He had a plan that got trimmed and added to and trimmed, and it passed the Senate 47-3 and then died in the House by one vote. It needed a two-thirds vote because it would have had the state issue bonds or go into debt, which requires a two-thirds majority. And clearly, this was probably one of the major issues of the last legislature, and I suspect it will be one this time. Gianforte, to my knowledge, has not put out a plan of his own on infrastructure, and the Bullock plan is pretty sparse in details, but it's a commitment on his part. What we've seen happen in infrastructure the last two sessions has been unsuccessful and heavily partisan. In the 2013 session, Republicans passed an infrastructure plan that Governor Bullock vetoed on grounds that it would kind of mess up the budget in terms of the structural balance. In other words, he wanted to have the state spend the same amount as it brought in during the period. And that was highly controversial, and he drew a lot of criticism, and Republicans have drawn a lot of criticism for killing the bill from last time. Meanwhile, the needs around the state are certainly still there, and the cost of, you know, building new sewer plants and water plants and roads and bridges is not going down. So I think this will be a major issue, and we await the details of both candidates' plans.
Right. And we should emphasize that both Governor Bullock and Greg Gianforte support infrastructure funding. It's just the details of that are still to be worked out. You can tell, guys, that the June primary is getting closer as the campaign ads are starting to blossom and the rhetoric heats up. And you've been listening to Campaign Beat. I'm your host, Sally Mock, and I've been speaking with former Capitol reporter Chuck Johnson and University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.